And the Al's Brothers School of Degeneracy, it's usually at the end of Leafs lunch. It's usually hastily done because the hosts have no idea how to work the clocks. They're usually late, so he's got to rush all that good information to you. So I figured let's give him a platform to do a little bit more of it. Michael DiStefano, how you doing, my friend?
No, you're not wrong. trying to figure out the clocks is definitely... At the end of every show, we sit there and we're like, the Leafs have been eliminated now for, what, 4 days, 5 days almost?
Yeah.
How do we still run out of time? How are we still finding ways to run over our 2 o'clock, our two-hour time slot?
Yeah.
It's just incredible what Julie and I can talk about. Yeah. I apologize. Matthew.
By the way, how are you guys holding up? As someone who is always looking for content, you know, I'm a content monster. How are you guys holding up?
I think we're good for right now because we can still kind of glean from what was talked about on Tuesday with the locker cleanout and whatnot. And there's still some discussions that need to be had about, you know, what we went down in the playoffs and the regular season. And we could still look forward a bit. 2-3 weeks from now, I don't know what the heck we're going to talk about. That's where we're going to be scraping and clawing and trying to find stuff. I mean, right now, still with the second round of the playoffs, there's a couple of matchups to discuss. But then you get down to the Stanley Cup, it's like every other night, there's nothing going on. No Leafs, no nothing. What are we going to talk about? I don't know.
I got it.
We'll find a way.
I got it. I just want tweet out the night before a show when you feel like, oof, we got nothing going on. Just tweet out, trade Austin Matthews. Dude cares more about fashion than he does about winning in the playoffs.
I'm sure that'll be met with you know, some really good interactions with Twitter. Yeah, sounds good.
You'd get 2 hours of content out of it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong.
So let's talk a little betting. Calgary Edmonton. Here's my thought, and this might sound crazy. After game one, well, you know, 9-6, 15 goals, most goals since like 1993. I feel, and I've talked about this before, that often when the Leafs have a real stinker and they give up a ton, I usually like to bet the under in the next game because I feel everyone's got to be on their best behavior because Dad's coming home and Dad's angry, and that's how I feel about that game, and not just on the Edmonton side, but on the Calgary side with Daryl Sutter. So I like the under of, right now it's at 6.5 goals. I think I'm going to take the under in game two between these teams. I'm just curious your thought there.
I think I'd make the same play on that one. I mean, goaltending was completely out the window on both sides last night. And, you know, we've seen Mike Smith battle back through these playoffs where he's come out and he's played well coming off of a loss. You saw that happen in L.A. after game one, and you saw that happen a couple of times throughout the playoffs. And then Jacob Markstrom, he's one of the best goaltenders on the planet, one of the best in the NHL. And for me, that guy's going to have a big-time rebound game, and I believe he will. I think that'll be the case. So I don't think we're going to see another high-scoring affair quite like we saw last night. I mean, who had 15 goals in a game that featured a coach, Daryl Sutter, in there? I did not. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
But I think it'll definitely be much more subdued. Everyone's going to be worried about making a mistake. All those coaches are out there right now telling their defense, telling the players, hey, we don't make mistakes tomorrow night. You saw what happened. Buckle up, and we're not going to allow any of that nonsense go down in game number two. The under's probably a safe play there. Plus, you're just going to get better goaltending at the end of the day. Better defense, better goaltending. I think we'll see much, much less goals in game two than we saw in game one.
And by the way, for everyone listening, go check out the Leafs Lunch podcast, first hour interview with Craig Button. He did not hold back on his thoughts on Edmonton's defense. So moving to today's games, I got a simple rule I follow in life. If I'm getting plus odds on the Lightning and Vasilevsky is healthy, I am taking that. And I understand, like Florida, you expect a better effort. Usually, you know, they lost game one, so you expect them to come out hungry in game two, and I get it. I would not be surprised, obviously, to see the Panthers win. But if I'm getting plus 136, so I bet 100, I win 136. If I'm getting plus 136 on the Lightning, I don't know how I cannot take that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think that the Tampa Bay Lightning are the more superior team, ultimately. However, that said, You look at the Florida Panthers and what their home record is this season.
I know.
Like, they were just unbelievable at home this year. I think they had 9 losses in total all season long at home. So that's where you start to kind of question it. Can they really do it again? Can the Tampa Bay Lightning get through? They already got one off of Florida at home. Can they do it again? And there's no Braden Point tonight. And I know there wasn't one in game one, but I think that that may come into play here in game number two. So the Florida Panthers, I think that it'll be a tighter game than it was the first night. And perhaps maybe the bet might be if you feel comfortable with Tampa.
No, I think we just lost Al's brother for a second. Al, do we got you or do we got to call you back? Yeah, we'll just call him back. We'll give him a show back. Or wait a minute, isn't he on a COD line? Anyway, my producer Nick will find a way to get Michael DiStefano back on the show. And and the thing is I totally get the argument that Florida, the record at home, they had they won the President's Trophy, and all of that. But Florida, have they really impressed anyone so far in the playoffs? They beat the Caps in 6. But all those comeback games. So we got you back there, AB.
Yes, I am back. Yeah. I am back.
So that's anyway,
I don't know where did I leave off?
I left off just with your thoughts, your end thoughts on why maybe take Florida tonight.
Yeah, I think Florida could be a decent, just because of the home record, and Florida's going to be coming out playing extremely desperate, because if they lose a second game at home in this best of 7, I think it's curtains, it's done. So if there is one game where it's almost must win for the Florida Panthers, I think it's tonight. So that for that reason also, I think Florida might come out and try and get it done.
Yeah, but here's my thought. I'm not going to take the Panthers at -162. I'm not going to bet that much money against Tampa. Maybe I would take the Panthers on the puck line at +155. Florida gets an empty netter. But again, if I'm betting on this game, I'm taking the Lightning at +136 on the money line, just because I never bet against Vasilevskiy in the playoffs. But let me throw you at this one. This prop bet on FanDuel Canada. Huberto and Kucherov, both over half an assist. At +172, Huberto's got to get going. I know he didn't assist in the first game. He hasn't performed the playoffs as much as we thought. Kucherov has been incredible. So both those guys to get an assist, that's +172. We're stealing money, Al's brother.
I'll take you that one, right? I'll take that and I'll raise you, because at +182, you can get those, Huberto and Kucherov, at over half an assist. And Barkov and Stamkos both with over half a shot.
That's it?
That's it. So
oh,
you
my
can,
God.
So Barkov and Stamkos, both with a shot on goal. Huberto and Kucherov, right, both with an assist. You can get that at +182. So,
all right.
Yeah, that one I did like. It's fun. That's one that I pinpointed. I've got to play on that one, because you're right. I think you look at these two clubs, you look at these squads, and Jonathan Huberto, I mean, he really drives so much offense for that team. And we saw what Kucherov did in night one. We saw what Kucherov did throughout the series in the Maple Leafs. Was he at his best? No, but he was productive.
Yeah.
He's putting up points. I mean, the guy's got 10 points already through 8 games, and apparently he looked disengaged for that first round. So the dude just puts up numbers, and I think I would be very surprised if neither Barkov or Steven Stamkos ended up with a shot on goal. So, hey, you could take even a little bit more value. You're risking a tiny bit more, I guess, by needing that shot on goal from Barkov and Stammer. But it's a bit more value, too.
Guess what I just did? Guess what I just did, buddy? I put down a big $5 on that bet.
Oh.
I'm going to win $9.10 on that bet. By the way, speaking of stupid bets, not that one's not. Have I told you my cowardly bet for the PGA Championship?
Oh, no. Please do, though.
$36 on Jon Rahm to finish in the top 40.
Oh, my God. What does that pay?
$9.18.
Hey, that's a free $9. That's what, three or four coffees in the morning?
There you go.
Pay for your coffee for the week.
That's odd for you to choose that, as you don't drink coffee. We are joined by one of the co-hosts of Leafs Lunch, Michael DiStefano, is on with us. All right, Blues and Avalanche. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to take Colorado. I'm going to take them on the puck line at +102. And the Colorado Avalanche fan Nick back there agrees. And the reason for this, Al's brother, the game went in overtime, but they outshot the Blues 54-25, 13-0 in overtime. They hit 3 posts, 2 crossbars, and a partridge in a pear tree. So I am all over a Colorado blowout tonight.
So you don't believe that Jordan Binnington can go back-to-back 50-save performances, do you?
He could, but it's still he could have 50 saves and Colorado still wins by two.
You're right. They could still put up four or five goals. I'm with you on that one. I think that the Colorado puck line at plus money, probably going to go ahead and lay that bet in terms of what I like for a couple of prop bets in tonight's game, though. Ryan O'Reilly is a player who is – you know, he generates for the St. Louis Blues, and he had five shots on goal in the first game scored for the St. Louis Blues. He and Nazem Kadri, over 3.5 shots, pays plus 640. Plus 640. And these are guys who have done this over 50% of their playoff starts so far this season. So I think that's a pretty good value play if you're looking for some prop bets out there. Shots is always a solid value play, I find. And that one in particular is a bit of a package deal. I like that one.
That is good. At plus 640, absolutely. And I think, by the way, we'll end. I got two final quick thoughts for you. One hockey, one NFL. Are you at all interested in Rangers Hurricanes? Like, I'm sitting here trying to put my when I was previewing or reviewing last night's game or previewing the next game, and I just stop at some point. I don't know what it is about that series. I have zero interest in that one.
Yeah, we were having this conversation on after our show when we were doing Leafs Lunch, and we were kind of saying, if you had to power rank, how do you power rank your interest level in these series? And that's the one that came in at the bottom for all of us. And I agree. The only thing that does keep me intrigued and interested is I do have a couple of plays on the New York Rangers to win the East, and I do have a play for them to win the Cup. They're kind of my dark horse Cup favorite team coming into the playoffs. So that, for betting purposes, I am intrigued in that one. But in terms of the overall games, I could just look at the box score and hope that the Rangers end up with enough victories to win my bets. Watching the game, and I did watch the game last night, and not a whole lot happened there, Matty.
No, there really didn't. And for the kids out there, and by the kids, I mean consenting adults, that's why a $5. And the thing is, a $5, like, I'm now going to be so into into this Tampa game more, and it's over $5. But
you're going to see, it's going to be the third period, right? Barkov's not going to have a shot on goal. He's going to go in on a 2-on-1. He's going to pass it off to, like, Carter Verhaeghe, and he's going to bury the game winner, and you're going to be so upset.
I'm going to be so, and it's going to be over $5. Please tell me you're not one of those guys that when the NFL released the schedule, you're already putting bets on like, week one games.
No, I don't go that far in advance. Okay. Who the heck knows what's going to happen in week one? Well, I'm going to go and lay a bet on the Buffalo Bills to beat the Rams. What if Josh Allen gets hurt in training camp? That number is going to differ large. So, yeah, no, I'm not that much of an animal. Over under win totals, I'll take a peek at. But in terms of week one games, no, I'll wait until, you know, the Thursday or Friday of week one to really lay down some bets on those.
Here's how stupid I am. I've now pulled it up. I'm thinking of taking the under in the Bills-Rams game. It's at 51.5. You cannot take 51.5 for a week one game. So everyone out there, bet the under for something that's not going to happen until September 8th.
And on the plus side, I'm also taking a look at the one above that, Jacksonville and Raiders. Just the disparity there, 33.5 is the total in that game.
Game's horrible.
Love it.
Actually, I love the over on that. The Jags got a horrible defense, and the Raiders just got, okay, we got to go. This is stupid. This is so stupid.
Actually, that's a preseason game that I'm looking at.
Oh, is that
I think that's the first preseason game.
Oh,
which,
it is.
Take the over.
Yeah, okay, once again, don't listen to us. We're just talking about the game. We didn't even realize it was a preseason game. Ending the interview on a high note. Get out of here, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Matty.
Take care. That is Al's brother. You can hear him every day on TSN 1050. Leafs Lunch from 12 to 2.